Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and everything in between. Kate Delaney, to you and yours, I raise my glass of non-alcoholic whatever it is that's in the glass. Probably fizzy water. That's what the other drinks. What a year it's been, 2019. I ran down some of the big stories from 2019. We've had some incredible guests on the show, including my pal Tracy Brown, who's a body language expert. She gets quoted more and more all over the place. And we had coming up, you're going to hear him, Rick Morrison, who is all about hugging. He created something called The Hug Store, and actually he wrote a children's book called The Hug Store, and that became this true event where he went further and further into it and talked about how important hugs are. And he talks here about, it's coming up actually in January, that last year, in the beginning of the year, we talked to him, that they were trying to set a record in the Guinness Book of World Records for hugs. And, you know, there is something about that. There is something about giving somebody a hug. I think you can tell when somebody's a good hugger or not. But anyway, we're going to talk to him about that. He was one of our first guests, I thought, that you know, kind of connected and gave us something to think about, right? Yeah, absolutely. And what a start to the beginning of the week. This upcoming weekend, there'll be plenty of football with implications for the playoffs, including the Eagles and the Cowboys, because the Eagles took control of the NFC East. Sorry, nobody won our Nail the Score, and there is no Nail the Score this week because of Christmas, but it'll be back next Thursday into Friday to kick off the new year. So I guess basically, what is that, January 2nd? But the Eagles did take control of the NFC East by beating the Dallas Cowboys at home a few days ago. And, you know, it's usually only one day to get over your wounds, and then you move on because you got to move on to whoever you're playing next. The Cowboys play the Redskins, and the Eagles play the Giants in New York. If they lose, the Cowboys just have to beat the Redskins, and then they would be in the playoffs. Very crazy, huh? How about this pileup story that happened? It turned out now that it's 69 cars that crashed in Virginia on an icy bridge, 51 people injured, some critically. I-64 had to be shut down. That's how bad it was. And I know this area, it's the Queens Creek Bridge, and it's just outside of Williamsburg. That's why I know it, because of spending time in Williamsburg. And it was one of those freaky chain reaction crashes that happened before 8 o'clock in the morning, that sent on Sunday, you know, that sent people sadly to the hospital. And it's a major access road for Virginia Beach, and of course it's a military city, so you have close to almost 500,000 people there. And boy, how sad! I mean, with the holidays, a busy time of year to travel, and it was just one of those freaky things, but very, very scary. I mean, Sunday is one of the busiest travel days that you have, because so many people are trying to get back for Christmas. This is Christmas Eve and into Christmas that you're listening to me. And in fact, AAA says that more Americans than ever, like 115.6 million, are going to travel this holiday season. That's what they estimate. And that's from starting back on December 21st through January 1st. And a lot of people will drive to their destination. Back of that big number, rather, 104 million is what they estimate. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. Crazy when you think of how close you would be maybe to some of the areas you go to, but the amount of people traveling. So with chain reaction, you can certainly see how that would happen. And it was just one of those sadly freak things. I've talked about this before, about things falling on highways and how it starts rubbernecking and people are trying to figure out what it is. They have this weird green ooze that was on a Michigan highway that they now are saying came from a waste site whose owner is in prison. Wow. And I mean, it was like this yellowy green, I saw the video of it, stuff that went onto a highway that came close to, well, it didn't come close. It shut out some lanes while they tried to clean it up. It took a couple of days to clean it up, and they're saying it was likely groundwater contaminant with some chromium in it. Yikes. That'd be kind of horrifying, right? If you're driving by that and you see it. Ooh. All right, since I'm kind of a space geek a little, I mean, I'm not over the top, but I love this story from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Boeing Starliner capsule touches down in New Mexico on Sunday, a few days ago, and that was a dramatic flight because they were scrambling to save the unmanned spacecraft a lot. After executing this deorbit burn and then re-entering the Earth's atmosphere, Starliner's three main parachutes deployed over the Army's White Sands missile range. A 15-foot wide capsule touched down at 7:58 a.m. with these inflatable airbags. So a beautiful, soft landing. Very cool to see it. There's video of that, whatever search engine you use. You can go and check that out if you want. Even if you're not a fan of all things space, you'll find this pretty cool, how it just kind of collapses into the sand. They had like three parachutes, six airbags, and boy, it's just absolutely sweet the way that came down, just poof, right down. You know, when we get to the end of the year, and I was talking about in the first hour, big stories from 1990, then what we get to is people wanting to predict what's going to happen in 2020, right? And I was looking at a couple of different predictions for 2020. And one of the things that I saw that I thought was interesting is China, according to some futurists, by 2020, the economy will grow to be the largest in the world, so they'll have the world's largest economy, even though the U.S. economy is more technologically sophisticated and the population more affluent. China and the United States, they say, are basically on par. There was an article that was done years ago called The Long Boom by a couple of futurists, Peter Schwartz and Peter Layden, and they thought they would be on top. So we'll see if that comes true or not. In 2019, China was still trailing the U.S., and they were the second largest economy. But the predictions really are that China and India overtake the U.S. eventually by 2030. How about self-driving cars? We've heard about self-driving cars. They were being experimented with in the 1990s. We've had people on talking about that. There are autonomous vehicles, but we're not there yet. I still think it's going to be a lot longer than most people say. So 2020 was kind of the predicted deadline for that for some, but I don't think so. Although Tesla's CEO Elon Musk says the company will have self-driving cars by the end of the year and a robo-taxi version, so one that can basically take passengers without anyone behind the wheel, ready for streets. We'll see if that happens or not. I still think there would be a little bit more tweaking to be done. And then there was the possibility of voting electronically from home. That was another prediction that we heard, that possibly we would have seen that already, and that by 2020 we'll see it. I'm going to say no, we're not going to have voting at home yet. We can't even get people to, and maybe that would be a good thing, but we can't get people to get out and go to the polls. We wouldn't even have half the population that's eligible voting, which is a shame. All right, we're bouncing to the other side, and coming up, you're going to enjoy this hour for sure, thinking about hugs and body language. Hang with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Or check it out. Not really up. The Hug Store. Rick Morrison is the founder of the Hug Alliance and co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. National Hugging Day has been actually observed since 1986. On January 21st this year, in honor of the 32nd anniversary, the nonprofit I mentioned, the Hug Alliance, is aiming to set it to Guinness World Records in Los Angeles. The most nationalities ever in a group hug, and we'll tell you about the other one coming up. But let's get him on the line. He's in our virtual green room. Rick Morrison, he's the founder of the Hug Alliance and the co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. So he's the event founder coordinator of this whole thing. Hi, Rick.
Hi. Hi. Thank you.
Let's
for
talk
having
about.
Me on.
Tell me about why and when National Hugging Day started.
So National Hugging Day, to go back just to the origin, was actually started not by myself, but by Kevin Zaborni in 1986. And he just wanted people to hug more. And it was really just kind of a very grassroots early on movement for him. And while it's not widely known, it is known, and it's actually celebrated in some places all over the world on every January 21st. So that's how the origins of it go back. But this year will be by far the biggest global celebration and recognition of that day.
Yeah, so tell us what you're doing. I mentioned the one thing, trying to get those two Guinness World Records in L.A. Tell us about that.
So there's three, actually, world records we're going to go for. And the first... first world record is the most nationalities ever in a group hug, and it's going to represent, it's basically like the Olympics of hugging, and there's going to be sashes worn by different people from different countries, and hopefully we're going to, you know, have every country, but, you know, we need a certain number to actually break the Guinness record. And then the second is a real fun record that is going to involve astronauts in the International Space Station that have these kinetic vests. And a few people on Earth will wear them and be able to hug. And when they hug themselves in this vest, the person in the space station, the astronaut, will feel that hug and do the same thing back. So it literally is like an intergalactic hug.
Wow, interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
Intergalactic. So cool.
Yeah,
How did you work this whole thing out?
World records. I said you guys might need to change, you know, rethink your name, because, you know, it goes outside the world at that point.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, I love that. Tell me about what are the benefits of hugging? What is research showing us?
Well, see, that's it. There's so much research now. And, you know, I always say to people, it's like, you know, your favorite flavor ice cream. You just, you know, you like what you like, and you like a hug because it leaves you feeling a certain way, or you feel great about giving somebody one when they feel, you know, the need, you know, they need a hug. But really, now, if you actually practice it like an exercise, there's one of the doctors within our Hug Alliance, he's a clinical psychologist who has a book coming out, 21-day hugs, hugging 21 people over 21 days for 21 seconds at a time. And it's that connection point in longer hugs that has really been researched, where, and the list is so long, I mean, we could be on for an hour talking about the benefits, but, you know, some of the most common ones now that are all the things that involve different chemicals in the body, oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, those kind of what we call tonic chemicals and good feeling chemicals, you know, there's more of them. Your body produces more of those, and it reduces the stress hormone, also known as, just slip my mind for a minute, cortisol. And that's kind of the one that, you know, you try to not. But that's the one that, you know, we've always had for fight or flight when you're in fear-based, and that, along with adrenaline, you know, those are the ones that. So, and by doing that, as those chemicals go in different directions with increases and decreases, you know, you reduce stress and worry and anxiety. You increase your calmness. You know, it involves more in compassion and understanding of the people that you're with. And one of my favorites, because we're such a supplement kind of world these days, where there's a supplement, it seems, for everything, hugs really have been researched to stimulate your immune system.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I have no idea about that. Rick, so tell me, and we're going to say again, Rick Morrison is the founder of the Hug Alliance, co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. What got you involved in this?
My daughter. Honestly, I mean, I've always been a hugger. Some of the people, you know, might even say a world-class hugger, but I never, you know, it's hugging. It's just part of who I am. So I never really thought there'd be a path to really kind of explore hugs and try to get the word out on the benefits to the masses. But, you know, my daughter and I are so close. We wrote this children's book together, and it's kind of been somewhat effortless in getting it out there because there's such a need for it these days with so much division and separateness. And, you know, actually, with everything going on so much, too, with the Me Too campaign, it's like we don't, you know, it's okay to hug. Just ask the person you're going to hug. You know, say, I'd love to hug you. Would you welcome my hug? You know, and that's obviously for people you don't know or don't know well. But even within, you know, the context of the families, you know, people don't stop to hug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might do a little quick kiss or a little pat on the back, but but you're not really getting those benefits that we spoke of earlier.
It's so funny you say that, Rick, because I notice people who are, like you say, you're like a world-class hugger. I notice people who give really, I call them really sincere, good hugs. And I have a couple of friends that are, it's just awesome when they hug you. And it is. It isn't this like kind of, I mean, it just feels good. There is something about it.
Well, you know, and there's, I don't know if there's research on this. I haven't seen anything, at least on our end, that's come through the Hug Alliance. But, you know, it always goes back to, you know, when you are born, you've been hugged for, you know, virtually 9 months, and you're hugged, and you're used to having a feeling of things around you. And, you know, babies are often swaddled to bring them comfort and, you know, wrapped really tight. That gives them a very calm presence. And that continues on, you know, with hugging is kind of the extension of those things that start early birth in life.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Tell me about the children's book, The Hug Story. You said you wrote it with your daughter. What was that like?
It is my joy to talk about that. It was actually, it's based on a true story of an event that happened when we were visiting my family in Michigan, where Shauna, my daughter, who was 4 at the time, you know, she didn't want to hug her grandpa. And she hadn't seen him in 6 months. And, you know, the grandparents always, you know, kind of want their hugs, and it's kind of all about them. But sometimes kids just aren't comfortable. And, you know, I kind of took a step back, and I didn't insist that she hug him. And I kind of just let it play out to see what she would do. Would it be kind of a meltdown situation? Would my parents be upset? And I didn't know. And Shauna just said that she was all out of hugs. And didn't have any right now, but she'd go to the store while she was in Michigan and bring one home back, or bring one home for Grandpa.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, so the book is a discovery for kids to kind of return to trusting their instincts, to rely on their self for answers and self-discovery. And it's set around the context of a family, and Shauna goes shopping in different stores that she picked, looking for hugs, but virtually, you know, by the end realizing that, you know, if you shop for hugs, you'll be shopping forever.
Oh, what a wonderful sentiment. I love that. Oh, this is terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Rick, I hope you set all those records, and we're going to tell everyone, hug somebody on January 21st. Hug them every day, but hug some people.
And they can follow us. I will say actually two things real quick, because people can live stream the event anywhere in the world. It's going to be globally live streamed. And that site, they can find us a few different ways through the HugAlliance.net. thehugmob.com, or for the direct link on agapelive.com, agapelive. Yep.
I love it, Rick. We'll be doing that. Thank you
so much
for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Big hugs.
I love it. You can tell he's a big hugger. You know it. You know he's a good hugger. I love the story about his daughter. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on ATN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hong Kong riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters, many wearing masks and reindeer horns, after scuffles in shopping malls in a prime tourist district as anti-government rallies escalated into chaos on Christmas Eve. Protesters inside the building had thrown a number of objects at police, who responded by beating demonstrators with batons, at one point firing guns into the crowd, but not at the people. Police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters who had occupied the main roads outside the malls. Many Hong Kong residents are angry at what they see as Beijing's meddling in the freedoms promised to the former British colony when it returned to the Chinese in 1997. China denies interfering and says it's committed to the one country, two systems formulas put into place at that time, and has blamed foreign forces for starting the unrest. Merry Christmas from the entire team at USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth, and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, so excited to welcome to the show Tracy Brown. She's the keynote speaker and body language expert. And boy, oh boy, she can spot a liar, let me tell you. So, Tracy, thanks so much for coming on.
I am thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
So how did you get started? Let's back this up. How did you get started in wanting to do this and figuring this all out and detecting lies?
Well, you know, I never planned on being a body language expert, but you know, looking back, I owe Lance Armstrong a little bit of thanks for me becoming a body language expert. See, I was a young bike racer. We grew up in Dallas, racing on the same teams. We raced on Team USA, and it was really through trying to keep up with him and guys like him that I started my path to becoming a body language expert, because those guys were fast, and it turns out, you know, there was a little enhancement there, maybe a little faster than they should have been. But I had to watch really closely for things like the drop of a shoulder or a hitch in the pedal stroke or the angle of someone's back. And when I started to be able to correlate that, like, I would keep notes on people and correlate that to what was going to happen next, I could outsmart people. I could get a jump on them, and I could do things in response to something that they were about to do, but maybe they didn't even know they were going to do yet. And that's when I began to be really successful. And when I got into business, you know, I wanted that same level of knowledge about my, you know, whoever I was talking with. And it turned out body language was the answer then, again, like to be a step ahead of them. And so I'm trained as a hypnotist, an NLP practitioner, and I do a lot with persuasion and influence, like strategic body language for persuasion and influence. And then my clients, because, you know, I speak just like you, Kate, all over the country, you know, doing keynotes at big conferences, and my clients, they were always most interested in the lie detection piece, because everybody knows, well, maybe they don't know, but they're going to know now. The body can't lie. Words can lie, body can't lie. And so I started really expanding on that lie detection piece, and now it's the most popular thing I do. And when I started calling it fraud prevention, which it is, there's a lot of fraud that goes on in person. Now that is primarily what I speak on to finance, insurance, and banking, credit unions, those kinds of things. And I mean, you wouldn't believe like we hear about cyber fraud, right? That's what we all hear about. You wouldn't believe the fraud that goes on in person, Kate. I was just down in Austin. You know this. I was down in Austin Monday speaking to the Texas Department of Insurance. And I'm talking $600 million that people will just show up and lie about. You know, where did the money go? And so these are the things that I help businesses get ahead of, so that they're not writing that loss off at the end of the year.
Yep. So it's interesting what you use to help you get ahead in bicycle racing. Is that the same thing that we sometimes hear about called a tell? Like they would have tells in the way that they rode and would tell you what they were about to do?
Yeah, you hear about tells. I mean, you hear about tells in all sorts of things, like poker games and things like that. Actually, because I've been lucky enough to train with the FBI, and the technical term, Greg, is hotspots. It's called a hotspot, and you don't want to incriminate on one hotspot, right, or one tell. What you look for is a cluster, grouped very tightly, and then, you know, wait a minute, someone's pants are on fire.
So I'm watching you way more closely than I would normally, because I'm looking for tells.
That's a good thing I did my hair. I'm not lying to you, though. Why would you think I'm lying to you this morning?
Well, you just made me hyper-conscious of this idea. I didn't think about body language yesterday. I'm thinking about it now because, by the way, we're talking with Tracy Brown. Her new book is How to Detect Lies, Fraud, and Identity Theft. Her website is bodylanguagetrainer.com. But, I mean, do you find that you have tells? Are you detecting your own flaws in body language?
Oh, I'm the worst liar there is. The worst. And I'll tell you.
You know, she looked away when she said that.
That's the worst. Now, I'll tell you a quick story, and then we'll get into some of the tells, some of the hotspots, some of the things to look for. So,
sure.
Not long ago, my husband comes to me, and I'm in Boulder, Colorado, okay? So that's your frame up right there. Boulder is where everybody has their nose and everybody else's business. And he says to me, he says, Tracy, we do not have enough storage at the house. And I said, well, I think that's because you got too much junk. But now, that wasn't the answer he was looking for. He wanted permission to build a shed in the backyard. Now, he's a farm boy, and to him, a shed is, to me, it's a barn. Like, his shed's my barn. And so he proceeds to build us a magnificent barn out behind our garage. Sunday afternoon, man, it was coming together. Great. The thing's two stories. You could park a car in it. I mean, it was big. And Monday morning, it's 8 a.m. I'm in my pajamas. There's a knock at the door. I open the door, and there stands Stan, the friendly code enforcement guy from the city. It turns out our neighbors behind us, who we don't like anyway, decided our barn wasn't in code. And so here was Stan to talk to me about it. Now, here's how the conversation went. I open the door. Stan's standing there. And he says, so, what do you got going on here? I said, well, Stan, right? Because Stan's smart. I'm not going to self-incriminate, right? And he says, or I say, well, Stan, what do you think we got going on here? and then he says, well, I don't know. And now I'm getting mad, right, because he's trying to manipulate me. And I said, well, Stan, if you don't know and I don't know, I guess we got nothing to talk about. All the while, there's a barn in my backyard. You can see it from space. It's huge. And I am embodying all the mannerisms of a liar that we're going to get into today. And I am just, like, I don't know his intent. I don't know if he's going to come around the corner with a wrecking ball, tear the thing down. And so I'm just hoping he hasn't been in one of my classes. So the conversation ended with me agreeing to give Stan's card to someone who did know what was going on around here. And the story ends with us refusing to pay the city the $4,000 they wanted to keep our magnificent barn in place. And so my husband, he tore it down, and now we have two little sheds that fit right within the code. They're just like 10 by 12. Because clearly in Boulder, it's better to have a shanty town than one magnificent barn. And so the point being is, I'm a really bad liar, and most other people are too. And I could feel this. I could feel this coming on. Sometimes you're going to be forced to lie. It doesn't make you a bad person, right?
It's
someone who's lying at that moment. And not all lies are criminal or sinister or, I mean, mine was a little bit on the bad side of things, like trying to get the man to go away, right? So, they all look the same. So it doesn't matter if it's, oh, that's a beautiful baby, right? Or Bill Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, right? They all look really similar just based on the person. Like, people have patterns.
So tell us about that. So how can everybody listening, this is great information for them, how can you detect lies? What can we look for?
So you want to look for, there's a few things to look for. The easiest thing is when the body language and the words don't match. Oh, wait, say it again, Greg?
You looked away when you started that statement. Does that mean something?
Oh, right. Okay, so the reason for that is, and that was what we were going to get into, some people have a look-to-talk rule, and some people don't, and I happen to not have that look-to-talk rule. So look-to-talk is like you hear, you look your father in the eye, young man. Like, you hear that, right?
Yeah.
That's a learned pattern. Now, other people's eyes, like mine, roll around in their head a little bit more, and that's because the eyes actually helping accessing certain memories the way they're coded in the brain, right? So if someone looks at you or not, is not a tell. One of the tells, let me get into that a little bit, because we're going to talk about baselining behavior. Okay, so we're a little ahead of ourselves. Let's back up. The easiest thing to do is notice when the body language and the words don't match. Okay, so in Western culture, like not India, right, not Asia, Western culture, if someone nods their head like this, that means yes, and if they shake their head left or right, that means no. And so if someone says, I would never do that, right, as they nod their head yes, like you got to believe the body first, right? Believe the body language first. Take the words always with a grain of salt. Or you could ask me anything. Things like that, right? So when they don't match, that's when you go, wait a minute. We got someone, like, I'm smelling smoke. There might be some fire here, right? So you can see this in it really clearly if you watch reality TV, watch talk shows, watch the news where people are lying. And for one, you're going to know they're lying because you're going to feel it. I mean, our survival as a species has been based on our ability to detect deception, right? For years, can we really trust someone or not? Like in caveman times, that was, it's a big deal. Like, the issues that we have currently are probably different than, you know, way back then, but it's wired into us, right? To be able to trust or not, right? To be able to sniff out the rats. And so, whenever the body language and the words don't match, it's a hot spot.
Yeah, so how about that? I mean, that tells you everything you need to know, what you just said there. And it was so interesting to talk to Tracy that we, in fact, are going to bring her back for another spot, because body language as she says on her website, it's not just body language, it's business. And I love, love, love her story about her neighbor. So Tracy Brown, thank you very much. We'll see you again soon on Forbes Books at Bedtime. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again, a pleasure to be joined by our pal Tracy Brown, a body language expert, as we continue the conversation on body language tells and all that kind of stuff that's so fascinating to me here on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
For absolute accuracy, when you're trying to detect the big lies, the ones that are really important, the ones that can be very incriminating, you don't want to rely on that. What you want to do is rely on that it's a significant shift in behavior. So, perfect example of this, and it's been back in the news lately, is the JonBenet Ramsey murder. And, she was here in Boulder, Colorado. I mean, it was really just right across the way over here.
Mm-hmm.
And little girl, Christmas Eve, found in her basement dead, right? Murdered. And so the question is, who did it, right? Because the cops totally botched the investigation, and there's just not a lot of investigations like that in Boulder. They're just not very practiced at it. there's nothing goes on here that's significant except that, right? And so, did the mom do it? Did the dad do it? Did the brother do it? Well, you know, it came back. It's a 20-year anniversary of that. Like, it's kind of unbelievable. And her brother, Burke, like, he's grown up now. He's like 30. He does this interview with Dr. Phil. And they ask him, okay, there was a baseball bat on the side of the house. Did you hit your sister with it? And he has a certain pattern with his eyes. He goes up, down, and then he crosses over when he answers, right? No. Did you eat pineapple with your sister? Up, down, crosses over, no. And then Dr. Phil asks, did you hear anything that night? And his pattern totally shifts, and his eyes go crazy. His lips disappear like that. When your lips disappear, that means you're holding back information. His tone shifts. It goes a little bit higher. He goes, and his eyes go big like that. And when people's eyes go big, it's fear. And so he goes, no, right? So did he, and then Phil asks, did you kill your sister? And he does the same pattern that he did with the baseball bat and the pineapple, up, down, cross, no. And do you know who killed your sister? Up, down, no. But he heard something and he's not saying it. Hmm. And so is he guilty? Well, not of killing his sister, I don't believe, but he knows more than he's saying. So when the pressure's on, that's when you see these patterns emerge.
So in your book, How to Detect Lies, Fraud, and Identity Theft, and if I go to your website, bodylanguagetrainer.com, Tracy Brown, what can I learn there that can help me use these tools in my own life, in my business, in my family, with my lying, skeevy brother-in-law? How can you help?
Well, I do a free resource on my site, and if you just scroll down and it'll say, get your free report on how to detect lies. It's a real good baseline, right there, and it's free. And then, you know, you'll get my newsletter every month, something about lying we'll talk about. And I have a ton of books on, you know, like you said, my book, How to Detect Lies, Fraud, and Identity Theft. Also, Persuasion Point, I wrote. I got a deal with one of the sharks on Shark Tank, and he had me put that kit together for him, and so there's a ton of information on my site that's, you know, free, or you can pay for it. Or here's the thing, I've never told anyone this before. If you search on YouTube, if you search for the 21-day body language makeover, you'll find 21 videos on how to interpret body language and understand people's unspoken questions and motivations. And yeah, there's a little bit online there, but there's a lot more too.
Let me ask you this question, Tracy. How much do you think, because you work with these companies we're talking about, and in a nutshell, because we only have a handful of minutes left, how much do you think, I know it's hard to quantify, but how much do you think you save companies or companies can save when they understand body language? Because I know I mentioned you working with lawyers, and I know you work with other companies, and I think, boy, being able to detect that fraud, you talked about the insurance industry, that would have to save, I would think, untold millions maybe eventually.
It is. You know what? I don't have my exact figures on that yet. And it's something that I'm collecting, because it takes a little time to unravel, and you know, everyone doesn't lie to you every day. So I will have that figure for you. I don't right now, but like I said, just with one client, I mean, they had one case of $600 million. And, the thing to know about lies is that they're not, it's not all fraud, right? You can have a client lying to you. Are they happy with your service? Do they really like your proposal? Do they like all the options that you're giving them? Do they really have the budget that they say that they have? And so sniffing out these little things can help you make the sale. Now, some studies have been done that show that just being able to read body language and have that understanding will increase over any industry will increase sales 20%.
Wow.
So we have two areas that we're working in there, and I will have those exact figures for you as they become available.
Wow, that's crazy. Do you think men lie more or women lie more?
It, I just read the other day, men lie more.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
What a shock. So I want to ask you a question about something you do, because I want people to go and watch the video.
Uh-oh.
Of this interview. You often look up before you answer a question. And so my question for you about that, because lots of people do that. I'm just using you as an example. When people do those things with their eyes, like you said, JonBenet Ramsey's brother did a thing with his eyes, is that kind of like the way we use a mouse on a computer to access information? Are you kind of like scrolling through information in your head to get to it?
I'm going to say I've never had it
right now.
I've never had it put to me that way, but I'm going to say yes. And so without getting, like, we can go into eye patterns, and I can talk all day about eye patterns and how you can use them for all sorts of things. Generally, people are looking to access information. So it could be almost like scrolling a mouse, like scrolling through information. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, so that's interesting. I want to jump on that for a second. Again, we don't have, of course, hours to talk about this, but some simple things we can notice with eye patterns. What can you tell us about eye patterns, Tracy?
Generally, when people look up, they're getting into something that's generally positive, right? When people look down, they're getting into something that's more negative, right? So you never see anyone when you say, "Hey, Kate, how's business?" You never go, "Great."
Right?
So you can find, remember, body language first, words with a grain of salt, right? So one of the things you can do in sales to, and I tell my team or my sales teams that I work with this all the time, the first thing that you do typically when you sit down, like maybe you're going to lease an apartment or you're going to give them some stats on a car, is you put information in front of them, right, on the table, like on the desk, to do what? To get them to look down at this information. No, stop it, okay? Wait until the last possible minute where they have to look down to give them any kind of printed information, right? The best thing you can do is get a whiteboard iPad or some kind of screen where you can keep them looking up and point out the information, because if you are getting – you're putting them into a situation where any negativity that they have about you or the situation or the sale or whatever is going to come up if you put them into – if you give them that opportunity neurologically just to get into negativity. So keep them looking up as long as you can.
Well, that's a great tip, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah, and it's interesting. As you were describing that, you know, it's funny. I just looked to the right as I was saying this, thinking about this. But, you know, we all have things in our life that are unpleasant.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized as you were describing looking down that when someone asks me about the most unpleasant things in my life, and, you know, like everyone else, I have a few tragic events in my life, right?
Yeah.
I looked down as I thought about talking about one of those events, and my body was filled with negative emotions.
Exactly.
Talking to you. I thought about having to answer that question that I never wanted to hear, and my body, like, went into that whole negative reaction. I didn't realize how powerful that was until you described it.
Well, and the same thing I would suggest is, you know, if we were in a therapeutic session today, we could go into a situation where, you know, and you can do this yourself, think about the situation and then look up and you can actually start to undo all that negativity.
Oh, could we have a therapy session today? I love therapy.
Let's do that. Let's extend it.
I'm a good candidate for therapy.
And once again, thanks so much to our pal Tracy Brown for joining us at Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone
someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pound Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.